Consider and take possible action to establish an audit committee and adopt an audit committee charter.
Brian? Wait a second. You might want to wait. You're losing your
Sure not how to clear a room.
Something I said?
I wouldn't take it personally if I were you.
So with regards to establishing an audit committee, we have essentially have two options. We could initially just do this, and then we'll take a break.
Yeah, we'll go into open session.
Hold it.
Yeah, we'll come back to that. Two options. One, we could establish a standing committee initially to require a charter and various other formalities. Or we could set an ad hoc committee for maybe a period of 6 months. That committee can, as a basis of their duties and experience, come back with a recommendation as to what the charter or the charges of a standing committee should be.
I prefer the ad hoc thing, because that way we do the charter once, and like measure twice, cut once.
I think we've already discussed this, and this charter, as my understanding, is the one you've come up with, staff has come up with, from our last discussions. And I think we established in the past that this is sort of a best practice of most 37X systems, as well as other pension systems. I'm prepared to make the motion that we just move forward with a standing audit committee.
What's the negative to doing an ad hoc committee first?
Was that a motion?
That is my motion.
Okay, I'll second.
I'll second.
Okay. So what do you feel is a negative to doing ad hoc for 6 months, then we might make another charter?
I haven't thought through that particular issue. I'd just like to see us go forward with a standing committee.
But what would the ad hoc committee accomplish? And we already have been given a charter recommended by the staff here.
Do you feel confident enough that we're able to go ahead and just say we're done the charter and go forward?
Well, it can always change over time. It's not set in stone where we learn over time that, hey, there's some things we should add or take away. We can do that. So, but I think we should move forward with a standing committee just because we've heard good things about other systems using the committee. So I don't see why we need to hold it up anymore.
One distinction that I can think of just off the top of my head is that the ad hoc committee would not be subject to
Brown
the
Act.
Niceties of the Brown Act, right. whereas the standing committee would.
Yeah, I agree.
Gabe, I'm at least personally pretty persuaded that this is a best practice.
Okay.
And so I'm personally comfortable supporting the motion.
And this committee meets quarterly. I mean, eventually it'll meet quarterly. Imagine the startup, it'll probably meet more frequently as you get a feel for what's going on, whoever's on the committee. But afterwards, it's a meeting that's quarterly, correct?
That's
we don't know that we actually don't know that it may be more often quarterly. Certainly, while the audit is going on, it may be more often. So, I mean, you're right.
Minimal,
it's limited meetings.
It says
limited
at least.
It's at least.
At least minimal.
So I understand we can always amend the charter.
There's no issue.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. Harvey?
One suggestion on a word change on if the charter is to be adopted in this item 4, where it says overseeing the appointment of the outside auditor. I'm not sure exactly what that means. I think if it means appointing the outside auditor, if the committee will have that authority, which is fairly typical, I think it should just say appointing the outside auditor. If it means something else, I don't know what overseeing the appointment means.
I think in the past we have had an ad hoc committee that performed this function, and basically they interviewed auditors, worked with staff to do the RFP, kind of oversaw that RFP process, and then interviewed the auditors, looked at the responses, and made a recommendation to the full board.
Does overseen?
I would suggest that you say that then, you know, if that's the intent, to say oversee the process of selecting the outside auditor and recommending the appointment to the full board.
The intent was not to delegate to the committee the ability to appoint an auditor.
Right.
But instead to oversee the process of the appointment.
And I had one question on section three. Is there some reason why we're ambivalent about three or four, why we can't come up with a number certain?
That's up to the board.
But
you can do that right now.
But we can do that right now.
You can do that. You should do that right now.
Right, so it seems to me the recommendation, the motion should carry a recommendation as to what the number is.
Numbers.
Number of members of this committee. Whoever made the motion, I'm sorry. Did you make the motion?
I did not.
I did.
Deborah, do you have?
I'm not sure if the motion goes to the charter yet.
Oh, sorry.
Or it could.
The motion was just to establish the committee.
Okay.
All right, very good.
So I guess we do probably need to know how many are on that committee to establish the committee, though.
Four.
No more than four.
You can wait until you adopt the charter and decide how many should be on the committee.
We may not have enough, we probably do, but some board may not, sometimes we may not have enough qualified people either based on their requirements.
And that's another issue that the board should discuss and decide. That requirement doesn't have to be there.
Right.
It's something that I saw in another policy that I liked as an item for you to think about. You can change that.
Okay.
I think in terms of membership, I know that when this subject first came up, one thing I felt, I don't know how others feel, but I certainly feel that both, quote, management and employee organization representation should be on this committee. I can't see this being a committee of just one group or the other. I think it needs to be inclusive of both. So,
point of order then, could we vote on establishing the committee first and then
go to the charter.
Address these charter comments on a charter motion?
You don't want to talk about it for another half an hour?
No. It's fine. It's just.
I just wasn't sure.
He does. Just on
I see you standing next to the door. That's why.
I'm prepared to amend the motion to include four committee members if that makes it any better.
And what about the second paragraph under membership?
Yeah, I'm proposing you might want to consider holding the charter, because there may be one or two comments on that, more than one comment.
My motion is to move forward with establishing a standing committee.
Just with four members?
With four members, that's
four.
It.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Can we do what? Language up to four members?
Up to four members.
Yeah.
Because circumstances may.
I'll second that.
That's the proposed recommendation, I think.
Okay. That's the way it is. Is there a minimum number of trustees that need to be on the audit committee? Other than one? No? So it could just be one member?
We'll have a committee with
if
one.
Only one person wants to serve.
I just want to ask.
Tact us to have at least three.
Yeah. Right? That's why I think I'd pick a number.
Karen, with regards to the language, you talked about how the members get on the committee, but is there, in other documents, is there a limited term, or how are they removed?
How do you throw them off?
No, the board regulations now say that the chair will appoint the committee members. It's silent about duration of terms and removal.
Is a new chair? Appoint? Our regulations talk about standing committees?
No, they just talk about committees. Committee. In general.
Why? You know,
you may wish to include term limits in the charter.
I think the charter is another an issue for the committee to meet on and bring back. Just my personal opinion.
Yes, let's give the committee something to do.
But can the committee meet without a charter, I guess, is one issue.
I think like an ad hoc committee.
I think a standing committee can meet without a charter. A standing committee can meet without a charter.
Yes.
So the motion is standing committee up to four members, right? Is that got it? Okay.
Why not four?
Okay. I seconded that. I think somebody else already seconded
okay.
it.
That's right. Okay. That's the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Okay.
Cows out of the barn, but having one member is kind of silly.
Well, I think we're kind of suffering here from way too many complicated issues on one agenda.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, future agendas is a pretty packed agenda, and maybe this is something we can bring back as far as the charter on a less packed meeting.
I'll second that.
How about a show of hands who's interested in serving on the committee?
Getting real small here.
Sorry, we have four people right there.
There you go.
You got it.
There you go.
John and Deborah. It's
all good. Make the cut.
Good luck, Todd. Counting on you.
Yes.
You're not going to get me. I got too much going on.
You're retired. You can't have that much going on.
I do. Louis, you want to? David, you want?
Gabe, you have plenty of time.
You want to do it?
They can meet without a charter.
Okay.
Will?
No. Not right now.
Okay, so.
That looks like that's what it is.
Todd, John, Rusty, Deborah.
There you four.
I tell you what, I know how I can balance it out. We can make Todd the chair. That'll take care of it.
Thanks, Jerry.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't we do this? Okay, how about Todd chair, John vice chair? How does that work?
That works with me.
Okay. Right.
And then I guess your first task is
four.
Rusty. You better start a day charter and start talking.
Candace, you need to leave by what time?
Really, I should say one because I need to be in Martinez at 1:30 and I don't want CHP pulling me.
Is there anything on here that you would really like to be here for?
I'm very flexible.